Good evening, Hopkins Junior High Advanced Orchestra. This is Dr. John Felder, and we are at the Homestead High School Orchestra Festival 2018. It'll be my pleasure to listen to you and give you some feedback. I'm glad that you all were able to fit on the stage. I know many of you, but I'll try to not be bothered by that. Molly on the Shore. Good, doing a nice job, violas. Can you take a little bit more care with that pickup? Take it up, okay? Treat those little tiny notes as your children. Each one has to be heard. Yeah, now, he gives you those accents. So see if you can accent the first of each four and let the other just kind of be there. They can lie, if you can lighten up, shorten the stroke, use a little bit more wrist. Okay, really nice job with the accompaniment, nice and solid underneath, and pretty good balance. Okay, now here, the drones in E are too big to my ear. The short notes don't get too bothersome, but the long notes really get in the way. So I would taper those. Okay, nice job, cellos. I think you could be a little bit more articulate on the eighth notes in 80. Take a little bit more care there. Yeah, feeling a little bit scattered here, like we're really working hard. I like the diminuendo. Not quite lining up here. Nice, Gliz. Yep-a-bum-bum. Yeah, I think you could do more shaping that little bit of the line. Yep-a-bum-bum. Okay, so really crescendo into three in those sections. Very nice piano, and then resulting crescendo. Can you disappear long notes? Okay, yeah. Again, here we have these kind of drone figures, and I think that they swallow up the sound. So you can back off. Very nice with those chromatic descents. Again, it's feeling a little bit rushed, a little bit scattered. I think it has to do with that working too hard on the interior notes. Okay, so I think that overall the balances in T were difficult. So whenever you get to the long notes, I think it's really hard for us to hear. Okay. Yeah, very nice job there at you. Yeah, first I think you could make that line a little bit more shapely. Thank you. Yeah, very nice control. W to the N. That was very successful, and you really were locked in. So when you have this little chromatic descent, I thought that you handled those very well. So really, really nice. The two things I felt is that sometimes during those long eighth note sections, that things got a little shotgun scatter. And I think it's because you're kind of feeling that there's too much need to get to the next eighth note, rather than allowing the first of every four. And then the second thing is the balance, particularly when you have the long note accompaniment. I call them drones because it's the same pitch over and over, that they tend to swallow up. So make sure that you really adjust. You have such a huge, gorgeous orchestra. It's really hard to make those adjustments. It's hard to do it without thinking about making the adjustment. Now, water reflection. Very nice, nice sound. Kind of nice job with the eighth notes. Feel that we need to balance that chord in the to fifth measure. Be nice to have more bottom, more viola. C sharp sounds a little bit low to my ear in measure 14. Yeah, I could hear more second violin. Again, here, not quite balanced. Remember, we always want the moving notes to penetrate whatever the texture is. But very sensitive. Lovely sonority. Very nice legato here. Good. Can you make those pizzas last even longer, cello? Boom, boom. Okay, so first, really center on the string. But secondly, allow those to maybe a little bit up the vibrato there. Yeah, I think you can lean on those first of four. Dee da da, dee da da. Doesn't it seem like that first note is really not the note of resolution? So you can lean on it. I could have a little bit more bass there. I'm not hearing enough. Maybe it's just from where I'm sitting that I'm not hearing as much bass in those chords. Yeah, can you give us a little electroshock vibrato on the dum, 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 dum? Very nice control there on the 16th. Maybe take a little bit more care coming into 47. Dig it, dig it, dum. Okay. Okay, nice balance and nice contribution by the seconds. this little chromaticism really have to hear that D sharp in relationship to the F sharp. Yeah, we're doing a nice job with the movie notes. Make sure that we're hearing that last eighth. Yum ba dim bom bom. Very delicate playing here, very lush, just the right amount of bow pressure. Yeah, you could maybe a little bit more of the hairpins, and in measure 76, 77, can you take more care on the bow, change a bow to really connect. So again, we have this leaning note in measure 79, 80, where the first of the four eighth notes, okay, is up the step above the main note, right? So you want to lean on that. It makes it even more emotional. You're playing very emotionally as it is. This can give you even more sense of that. Yeah, cellos, you need to carry that forte into beat three there. Yeah, more seconds. Again, that's a leaning note, that D in measure 88 on beat three, D da. Okay, so you need to lean on it, make it more emotional. Coming to a gradual diminuendo, so I would say mezzo forte on the plus side, you need to be bigger in 94, and you want to be reluctant by 94 you should still be nice and strong. You want to have more of a diminuendo in the last seven bars. Okay, really very lovely playing. Very nice sonority, very well controlled pitch. Now we're talking about kind of nuance, how we need to bring out certain notes, lean on them to really maximize their full potential. In general, very sensitive and nice balance among sections. Now Stone and Steel, Richard Meier. Make sure that we're lining up, really listening to the eighth notes, okay? So you don't take the beat for granted. Yeah, I think you can do even a better job with those legato, the legato on the quarter notes. And shaping the notes. Okay, so follow the natural crescendo, the contour of the line in 11, crescendoing to the D in measure 12. Yeah, I think it's appropriate, again, each time you you moving up to that D and the and it's a triplet. So for both reasons, you really need to crescendo into that. Okay, so again, we're talking about the nuance of the line and the weighting of notes. So in 23, viola is that A flat needs to be heavier than the notes around it. Same with the B flat in the next measure. Here. Da dee da da dum. Okay, so it'd be appropriate to crescendo the G in both measures, 23 and 24. Doing a very nice job of tuning the chords when we have those chromatics. Again, be more articulate with those 16ths. Dagadam. Don't rush them. You have plenty of time. I really like the way the accompaniment comes forward before the phrase starts, and then when the melody happens, it gets out of the way. And a very nice job of highlighting the important parts. Good. Now, again, in measure 48 seconds, you have that D sharp, and it's kind of all of a sudden a new note. So whenever you come with this kind of chromaticism, emphasize it. Okay? Really. Let us really enjoy the dissonance of the new note. Okay, 60. I'd like the seconds and violas to get out of the way more for the first violins. You know, here I think it's good to have the quarter note short, but the eighth notes to be longer. Da 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 da. It's kind of counterintuitive, isn't it? Hey, very nice dynamic. You're doing a nice job with the rhythms. Pull back on the C's, make sure they're low enough. Again, connect over the bar line first. Now, when you have the repeated note in 97, make sure you're separated so we can hear the rhythm. We want to all have a kind of a nice tension between the legato passages and the staccato passages. Okay? So when you get dee da dee da dum, really have to make it legato. Good. You know, these fifths that you have, it starts in measure 115, cellos and basses, and then comes back in 126. I think we want to hear that rhythm even more, so I would separate, put a little separation between those, because it's mainly a rhythmic idea. Challenge is to really make sure that we're hearing in each of these little tonal frame, so D major, and then make us here in C major, etc. Okay, very nice ending, kind of the infectious rhythm of that. Okay. So, really very fine performance, and really lovely sonorities overall. Oftentimes good balance. There were places that we pointed out we really need to adjust so that we can hear the highlighted material. Times when we could have been more legato to make these, you know, really lush melodies work without getting a sense of, you know, emphysema. You don't want to have a sense that it's, you know, it's breaking up the line, because then it's a wonderful contrast to the staccato sections. But in general, when he had these little changes of mode, so it sounds like it's in D major here and in C major there, or F major there, did a very good job of adjusting your ear. And I thought that the unisons were well matched in terms of intonation, in terms of articulation. So, bravo on a very fine performance. It's a pleasure to listen to you. Bye-bye.